Good evening, everybody. Is this 20 seconds already? I can't believe it. Seems shorter than that. This is Mara Neutern here with a little update on a few things that we couldn't show you on the camera or have not published yet. A beautiful, sunny, very dry, cold Saturday, the second Saturday of the convoy. Patriots gathered in the capital to help each other out. And I was just revisiting a few of the experiences we witnessed today. What date is today? The 5th of February? Okay, I'm just gonna double check. Yes, Saturday, the 5th of February, 2022. And we saw people dancing on the hill again today, a big circle dance. I hope I have that captured. I'm definitely going to have to step up my game a little bit and get a military grade. Recording device so I can withstand these really, really cold temperatures. We were just talking about the very slippery and dangerous conditions in the streets of Ottawa, the capital of Canada, which is turning into the biggest truck stop in the world. And I cannot gather the words for the solidarity that rules these streets that have been voided of all humanity over decades. And I somehow had somebody walk next to me and then fall because they slipped and fell on their back and hit their head even. And within seconds, we were surrounded with young patriots who tried to gather this man and help him up. Somebody else handed me his keys. We were just going for a few steps down the block to discuss a few observations because he was a Ottawa citizen who had come down from his apartment to hear what people were saying who had come into the city. And so we just walked a few steps together. That must have been around 9:30 p.m. And it was just amazing to see how eager everybody was to help out, help this man regain his posture. And smiling and helping and watching and being there when you need help because you can't walk because it's so slippery. You know, I talked to a lady from, the north of the capital region. And she said, the country always had so much division, accelerated division between Franco and Anglo Canada. And she said to me, the country is coming together like never before. Like the French and the English were never together. And that is a very accurate observation, in my impression. Anyways, we gathered that poor man who fell on his head. I saw it. I made sure I watched so I knew what was happening to him. And then I told him right away, don't get up quickly. I know you fell on your head. Take it easy. Let's see if you have a concussion. And so we put him back on his feet and he said he was okay. I said, yeah, that's what you think. And I insisted to walk him home to his apartment, which was about 2 blocks away. And I also felt like I wanted to spend time with him and see if he was going to get sick or anything like that. And he was not throwing up, which was very good. And we parted ways shortly before his apartment, him assuring me that he was going to be all right. So, all these young men just jumping to come to help, just happy about putting their strength and their youth to good purpose and empowering all who cannot do this by themselves. That's what Canada is really about. That's what the Indigenous peoples have always done. This is the original way of living. I think a lot of people had problems slipping around today, huh? I also witnessed something really strange. Somebody was passing by, two people, one of which had a black face covering toque on, which is kind of badly reputated these days, badly reputed these days. Excuse me, please. But it was just weird because this person with this toque on turned around, kind of like looking over their shoulder. Then he became conscious of the fact that I was filming and that the camera was looking at him. Following that recognition, he turned his head so I was no longer seeing his face. As if to hide that his face was unidentifiable. And the whole day long, from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m., I had joyous people in front of my cameras who were happy to tell the camera and everybody who was watching my clips how much they loved everybody, how much they wanted to be there for each other. How much they were sick of their government. How much they just wanted to have a big party and have a good time. So, it was a really, really amazing day. The second Saturday of the convoy in Ottawa, Canada, the capital of Canada. The biggest truck stop in the world. I saw people walk around with backpacks that said, free gloves, free toques, free socks. You needed anything, they would give it to you. I saw piles of food. I just cannot take in even all the smiling faces that I saw today, all the dancing people, amongst which I had the absolute, I don't have the word for this, privilege to walk amongst today. Everybody just lending a hand, taking back the public space. Occupying what is theirs. Finally. I understand we will have a guest in the show today who will contribute a little bit in a little while. We started talking about the chief of police who made some rather questionable remarks on the recent events unfolding between Bank and, excuse me, I should say Elgin, or should I go even further east? Rideau and Prince Wales, or William? All the way from William to, like, which street in the west? And then there's all these exterior parking lots that are also full of trucks, and now there's American trucks moving in. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go on a little break, and we're gonna be right back here. Hope to bring on another observer who's been talking to people the whole day. Nothing but happiness. Nothing but love. The injections are perfectly secondary. This is a homecoming like never before. And I've been in the place for about 20 years. Stay tuned, folks. This is Marenwoldt for Autonomy, the convoy late night. All right, we'll be right back.